get going, your mom is shit, what's he doing?
I understand.
Yeah.
Actually, it's Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
It's slow-witted Miles tonight.
Hey, Bob, what color pants are you wearing?
I've got gray pants on. Why?
Just wondering, man.
That's a weird question.
Just wondering, man.
Are you looking through the window or something?
Yeah.
So, everybody, Miles is medicated tonight, heavily medicated, apparently.
Yeah.
On leftover, expired medication that he's found deep inside of his medicine cabinet.
It was deep inside my sack.
He had to really dig for these, because he's in some kind of pain. I haven't figured it out yet, but...
Yeah.
He keeps saying he's in pain, and he says he takes all kinds of stuff, so.
Which is the only way I can do the show anymore is to get on drugs and do the show.
Well, I mean, that could be. We could be to that point. I don't know.
It's kind of like Elvis, you know, it's the only way I can go on anymore.
Yeah, well, I believe that.
Yeah.
Except for the constipation aspect of things, but.
Charlie Hobbs. From Washington.
So Miles is going to persevere this evening, and he's going to do something, you know, and it'll be what it is.
Yeah.
You'll get what you pay for, folks.
It's free.
Except for CB, who will get shit because he paid something. Everybody else gets what they paid for.
Yeah.
Except for CB, because he's kicked into the kitty. And, he will not get what he paid for. So, just warning you.
Always get what you want.
Oh my gosh. You know, Miles on Vicodin is like that ugly girl that had a crush on you, and you see her at the reunion, and she still has a crush on you. That's you. You're like that. It's pitiful, really. It's pitiful.
I don't know. I can't really relate to that. No.
Well, if you hang out of the bathroom enough, you probably could somewhat relate to it. But
yeah, maybe.
Maybe if there was, you know, I'm sure that Kara McCracken can relate to it. You know, just saying. So.
Oh, I see. You're gonna bring that up now, huh?
I'm sure that Andy Swanson can relate to it.
Oh, now you can bring that up.
Andy Swanson.
Keep dropping names.
People don't know, it's Andy Richter from the Conan O'Brien show.
Yeah.
His name is really Andy Swanson. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, look it up. Look it up on Wikipedia or wherever.
Or not, or
just ignore it. Yes, just ignore it. So.
Ignore it, or he's a huge dick.
Yeah, well, I know you liked him a lot. You guys were best buds, and you're very jealous of his success. So.
I'm not jealous of his success.
Yes, I'm jealous of his success. I don't know how you couldn't.
Well, come on, get out of here.
He does a lot of voiceover for cartoons, which is something that I would love to do, but.
Aim higher.
I think that would be a great career, don't you?
What? Aim a little bit higher. Man.
No, I don't. Who cares about any higher than that? Come on, you get to go and, you know, do cartoon voices all day. It's fantastic.
Do cartoon? I don't know.
I could do that. That would be good.
Yeah, maybe. Let's hear a good cartoon voice.
What kind? Give me a type of cartoon. You gotta give me the character.
No, freestyle. No. You freestyle a cartoon voice and let people judge. Go.
No, I can't. I gotta have the character. You know.
A wacky drunk out dog. Go.
Ooh. the wacky drugged out like this, man? I'm a drugged out dog, man. Well, hey, the owner said eat the weed, man, so I did. That's what the owner says.
Work on it.
Yeah, well, hey, I on the spur of the moment, that's pretty good, really.
It's all freestyle, man.
I just freestyled.
I'd work on it, man.
How about a fastidious donkey?
Alright.
Oh my, I have to do her again. Oh my. He's at a donkey show. That's his thing.
Wow.
I'm really getting tired of this. Oh, goodness. Again? I know, she loves me, but come on, really. When will this stop? Can I have something to put dollars on me, please? Come on.
Do you work on these during the day at all?
No, I don't. It's freestyling. I'm just freestyling here.
You're just freestyling something, like a rap or something.
That's right. I'm like Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat, blah.
Sweet.
So anyway, I was at Chuck-a-Burger this last week. You ever heard of Chuck-a-Burger?
Chicken burger? No.
No, Chuck-a. Chuck-a. Chuck-a-Burger.
Chuck-a, like what? From Land of Lost, you sick son of a bitch. Chuck-a, you son of a bitch.
No, not Chuck-a.
You son of a bitch.
There's this little, like, kind of dirty hamburger stand called Chuck-a-Burger.
We eating Holly next or something, you sick son of a bitch.
So I was there with a friend of mine from work, and we were having lunch at the old Chuck-a-Burger.
Loose Larry.
If you happen to be in St. Louis, out in the county, St. Louis County area, go to Chuck-a-Burger. It's an experience.
Chuck-a-Burger, huh?
Chuck, you know, like the Charlie Brown Chuck, that kind of.
I'll have the Sleestack Burger, man. Thanks a lot, man.
So anyway, we're sitting at the counter. It's got this little counter. And because the place is packed, I mean, you wouldn't, from looking on the outside, you wouldn't think there'd be a lot of people there, but it's always packed.
There's a lot of Coupon-y there. Is that right, you're saying?
What's that?
Was there a lot of the Coupon-y? Were they there, the Coupon-y? No.
And so we're sitting at the counter. We're going to get our burgers and... So we're, you know, chitting and chatting and waiting on our order. And then this big guy sits down with this woman. There's, like, no seats, so they sit at the counter with us, right?
Yeah.
And next to my friend. And we're talking, and I'm like, I mean, this guy was big. I mean, he was, you know, very tall, very big gentleman. Much bigger, even bigger than me, if you can believe that. And... he had his head shaved.
Uh-huh.
Totally shaved head, you know, very big bald head. Wearing big glasses. Seemed like a nice guy. It was with some nice woman there, you know. They were, you know, dressed averagely. Must have been out for they didn't look like they were coming from work necessarily, unless they worked at some place pretty casual, but still.
Yeah.
So they're sitting there, and I'm talking to my friend, and I'm like... you know, kind of looking at this guy because he's, you know, like a really tall. And I'm like, well, that's kind of odd. Because he's turned to the woman who's the furthest away. And so the back of his head is toward us. And we're kind of on the corner.
Yeah.
And this guy had a scar from the top of his head, maybe a little farther forward than the top of his head, all the way down the back of his neck.
What?
Like it was a perfect incision.
Yeah.
Like he had brain surgery or something where they peeled his head off almost. His whole. I know. Is that it was real? It was healed. I mean, it wasn't like all scabby or anything. Thank God.
Did you touch it?
No, I did not. But I stared at it quite a lot during our lunch. Thankfully, his back was to me. I'm sure this woman wondered what the hell I was doing, but I was like. That is possibly the most one of the more disturbing scars I've ever seen. Because
like a big scar, really big.
No, it was, you know, it was fairly small, but you could obviously tell that somebody had sliced his head open with some precision because it was a straight line. It wasn't like he was in an accident. It was like a big jagged line or anything.
Yeah.
Fairly straight line, and sewed it back up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I almost ruined my Chuck-a-Burger. So. But he was a nice guy. Let me borrow the ketchup. It was all good. You know, we were short a ketchup bottle somewhere, and so I borrowed their ketchup bottle, and, you know, it was all, they were nice, but I'm like, I just wanted to ask the guy, you know. I really wish I could be one of those people like yourself who could just turn to me, you know, what's with the big scar on your head? You know, it looks like they could have peeled your ears off.
Did you ever see the movie Beneath Planet of the Apes?
Yes.
Where the people are wearing like these masks.
Yes.
And they rip them off and they're all really gross.
Like, yes. Yeah. It could have been like that. He could have been, it was like a, if it could have put a zipper on that thing, it could have pulled his whole face off. Yeah, maybe he was one of those people and he just was coming to Chuck-a-Burger, you know, had to get out from the under the ground and, you know.
Yeah.
A little tired of praying to the bomb and had to come upstairs and, you know, hit up this woman. Hey, you want to go to lunch? I'm tired of praying to the bomb. But your head...
Was there like a zipper attached?
No, there wasn't a zipper. I looked at it pretty long time there, yeah.
Yeah.
No zipper, but I was just like, wow. That's got to be a hell of a story. I mean, come on.
You ripped out a pen and started playing tic-tac-toe.
It would be more like it was like a little ridge. So you could kind of like a really small battleship game going on there, either side of the ridge.
Like Hangman or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just like... And then the problem was I didn't want to ask my friend. I didn't want to say, hey, you see that big scar? I don't know. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't bring myself. And then we left, and I'm like, all right, I'm not going to talk about this. It's bothering me.
That's funny.
It's kind of bothering me a little bit. I'm like, whew. Good thing I got the curly fries. I don't know.
I would have puked my Chuck-a-Burger.
Yeah, it was good, though. The Chuck-a-Burger was good. Everything was good, and, you know. They have sassy waitresses there, like Flo from, Alice and Mel's Diner.
Get on rich.
Yeah, it's an old place with some, you know, kind of cranky people.
Oh, Mel.
Oh, Mel. So.
Oh, Mel.
Yeah, but that kind of, I'm like, whew. I'm like, this guy is like escaped from somewhere. I mean, like Hills Have Eyes, you know, you mentioned that like last week about me. Come on now.
You want to see my circumcision scar next?
I'm like, woo. That guy's got a career somewhere. Like, you know, another Leatherface or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's just waiting to be discovered, really.
Yeah.
So that was my my Chuck-a-Burger lunch experience.
Chuck-a-Burger, more Scaraburger or something.
Yeah, exactly. It was like Scaraburger, yeah. Mr. Scaramungus. You'll be able to tell it's him because he's got this weird scar that starts on the top of his head and goes all the way down to his neck.
I'll have the alopecia burger, please.
Yeah, nice. So, other than hurting your back, what's going on with you?
I hurt my back.
Yeah, just quit crying about it, for Christ's sake. Jeez. You took medicine, you're doing fine.
I was picking up trash outside my house.
Oh, my Lord. I can't believe that you actually, it must have really gotten high for you to stop and consider picking up trash.
I know, it was like the holiday weekend, I was all hyped up, I got up early, I was doing stuff.
Were you searching for Easter eggs, that was really what your purpose was there?
I was searching for a backache, and I pretty much got what I wanted, yeah, so I pretty much,
So you're just bending down, and then,
it wasn't even heavy stuff, I was just kind of putting stuff into a trash bag, and I stood up, I'm like, uh-oh.
I swear, man.
Uh-oh, this ain't good. And then it kind of got worse.
Yeah. I know, you're crying about it.
And then my wife's like, well, I don't take you to the ER. I'm like, okay.
Oh, you went to the ER for it even?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Just go lay down. Just lay off the self-pleasure and you'll be fine. Come on.
No, it was beyond that. It was way beyond that, yeah. My wife, God bless her, she's been helping me out and stuff. And she goes, you're going to get in this wheelchair. I'm a wheelie in.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't even fight it. I'm like, okay, all right.
And then she got out her ER app and got checked in no time flat because you guys are like regular customers, so.
Yeah, we pretty much are. So you have to check in, of course, right?
Oh, hi, Mr. Title. What are you here for this week?
Well, the problem was that, like, she misjudged how close she was to the counter because she actually slams the chair like right into the counter.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, oh.
Oh, Mr. Title, you got another boo-boo? You're here at the ER?
Oh, boy, that woke me up right away. Like, ho, 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 ho.
No, please.
I know, then like,
She's like chitting and chatting with the intake person saying, you know, is it ever really going to be, like, enough to put him over the edge and put him out of his misery? No, we just have to suffer. Every time, suffer, suffer, suffer.
And then I was there too often because I was, like, wearing all my bear stuff, and the lady was checking us in, like, I know she's a Viking fan. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, please. You don't even know that they're what football teams they like at the ER.
Yeah, I know. That's the scary part. She's like, oh, yeah, I love Vikings. Oh, I love Vikings. Oh, gosh.
Here comes your doctor, Fran Tarkington.
Well, believe it or not, people
call me an alcoholic, but that's not true.
That's incredible.
It's incredible, but it's not true.
Yeah.
I got my doctor's license from Grenada, but it's still good here.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
No, it was weird. Like, the doctor came in so fast, he freaked me out. I'm like, wow.
He's like, go ahead, put him at the front of the line and get these effers out of here. Give him some Vicodin and tell him to shut up and quit being a pussy.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I'm going to do a little Gucci, Gucci, goo to your toes. If you feel that? Gucci, Gucci, Gucci. I'm like, yeah.
Well, all right, you're fine. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, he's like, okay, she's coming back with some meds. Don't worry. And,
We just got to do the suppository. It's no big problem.
These meds are so freaking bad. She goes, do you want it in the butt?
Yeah. And you're like, of course, in the butt, where I always take it.
I go, well, Bob will not probably do it in the butt, I imagine, but I want it in the thigh, I guess. Don't do me in the butt.
Oh, please.
So, it was so freaking painful. It was so painful.
That was more painful than the back?
Just about, yeah. It just really felt uncomfortable. I was like, man.
I think they're going to beat you up next time you come there. I'll give you something to cry about, Title.
And, like, next thing I know, I must have fell asleep because my wife, wake up, you dumb bastard, you're snoring, you dumb bastard. I'm like, what? I was sleeping? What?
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, I know.
Your pain scale must be like, if mine's 1 to 10, your whole 1 to 10 fits in like 1 to 3.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It was pretty painful, yeah.
What'd you do? Slip a disc? I mean, what's going on?
Huh?
You slip a disc or what?
No, they're all like, oh, it's your muscles. It's your muscles. Okay.
Place you got a muscle, for Christ's sake, in your back.
Yeah, right. Well, one good muscle just gave up. Man.
Yeah. Just gave up the ghost. Got twisted. You'd think it would be the one in front, because I keep pulling on it.
Right, yeah. They're going, that one's doing pretty good, actually. Check it out.
If only I had a penis on my back, it wouldn't hurt so much.
Well, it could be arranged, you know. Yeah.
Could massage it.
Yeah. No, it's like, they ask you all these questions. So can you move your toes? Are you peeing on yourself? You know, so I'm like, wait, what?
Are you peeing on yourself? Seriously?
Like peeing on myself? What the fuck? No, that's
fucking every that. Day, I was going to say, every day I do. My God. Well, could you stand up to pee or just do a sit down pee?
I don't know. I don't.
Oh, that's sensitive subject.
Yeah, I don't.
He had to sit down to pee. That's what it means. He had to sit down to pee. Not the man he thought he was.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
Well, that's horrible.
Yeah, so, yeah. That's what it, yeah.
That's horrible for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You gonna be all right, you think?
Yeah, I've been lying in bed just like Brad Wilson did, man. I'm telling you right now.
Well, you guys have a similar shape.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, no, I want to be okay. I gotta get back to work, man. I gotta get back to work.
Yeah, you need a doctor like he had, you know, one that abuses him. You know.
Yeah, I think like Colonel Tom Parker.
Yeah. What was that? Have you ever seen that Brian Wilson Love and Mercy movie with Paul Giamatti played the doctor?
No.
Oh, it's brutal.
Yeah.
Who plays Brian Wilson? It's John Cusack plays Brian Wilson.
And, really?
And Paul Giamatti plays his controlling doctor. Obviously, he's a thinner Brian Wilson than, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not like Carney Wilson size. He's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
That's a good movie, though. Love and Mercy.
Love and Mercy.
Yeah, you could watch it on Netflix or something, I'm sure. It wasn't It wasn't super popular, I don't think, so.
I don't think it was, yeah.
Yeah, but you go, even while you're convalescing, are you going to be able to go to work tomorrow?
What's that?
You going to be able to go to work, or...
Yeah, I think I will.
Considering that, you know, you won't be doing any more work than you usually do.
Yeah, that's true. I'll just be all right.
Yeah.
But I'm okay, though.
They'll wheel you in like they always do. There's Miles.
Yeah. Just give me my hover around. That's all I want is a hover around.
Yeah. Get in there, you know. Rubber stamp everything. You'll be fine.
Beep, beep.
Beep, 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 beep. Baby, you can drive my car. Yeah, why don't you sit on my lap and I'll give you a tour of the office.
Here's the horn. Here's the stop button and the go button.
Yeah, it's kind of bumpy over here by the refrigerator.
It's a little bumpy sometimes.
The funny thing is, it's only bumpy in my pants.
Use my hands as like a safety belt.
Yeah, there you go. Or a brassiere, whatever works.
Or a hand brassiere.
let's recreate that Janet Jackson that picture of Janet Jackson.
Picture them boobs on the fly.
Yeah, we don't want anybody to get hit in the face.
Or boobs.
Or maybe we do. I don't know.
Whatever we do. We do. Yes, we do.
So how many weeks to recovery here, Miles?
No, I'm done. I have to be recovered. I got to go back to it.
Oh, you got today off?
Huh?
Did you work today?
No, I didn't go to work, man.
Oh, my gosh. I feel sorry for you and your poor back.
Yeah, I'll be right.
I feel more sorry for your wife.
Yeah.
I mean, her back should be sore because she's been carrying you for your whole marriage, so.
Pretty much. I've been joking around, like, can you come in here and wipe my butt? He's like, oh, no.
I'm surprised you didn't say, okay, give me a minute.
Not going to do it.
Yeah, she says that, but, you know.
Yeah.
She doesn't realize how quickly that's going to be happening.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly. You're going to go downhill quick. She'll be wiping your butt and, you know, singing you lullabies and... combing what's left of your hair, and, you know.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
She doesn't know what she got herself into. I got 10 good years out of him. But that was over 20, but...
Yeah, really, don't fool.